sit back, relax, open that mind. You are now listening to the Paranormal Patriot.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
You know, we've seen three glowing figures out in the field. It seemed like their heads were glowing.
Now, continuing breaking news on the Coronavirus Podcast Network.
Hello, all my parapatriots out there. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, my name is Tom Velasquez. Yes, you are listening to the Paranormal Patriot, but I decided, why not? What the heck? Let's call it the Coronavirus Podcast Network because it is an ongoing coronavirus theme here at the Paranormal Patriot. The reason for that is that it seems every day there is some late-breaking news, some earth-shattering news regarding this coronavirus, this COVID-19 virus. This past week was just a whirlwind of information and fake news and panic. It literally feels like I'm in the Twilight Zone right now with what is going on in America. If you want a brief synopsis of what is going on in America, it's right here.
I can't stand it anymore. I've got to get out of here.
Calm down. Get a hold of yourself.
Please, let me handle this.
Calm down. Now get back to your seat. I'll take care of this. Calm down. Calm down. Get a hold of yourself.
Doctor, you're running on the phone. Everything's going to be all right. Please.
Sister,
please
help handle this.
I've
got to
get out of here.
That is America right now. America is the woman in the seat freaking out. And then you have a long line of people behind her telling her to calm down. Because really, truly, people, we need to calm down. It's not as bad. Listen, I know how it was. The first two episodes, I was all doom and gloom. This is Ebola all over again. But that's part of what I like about me is the fact that I can look at things from an outside perspective and say, okay, maybe I was wrong here. And I'm not saying that this is not going to be bad, because it will. And again, we'll get into all this later on in the show, but calm down. Really, do we really need... Here's a quick story. Wednesday morning, I had to stop at Walmart to go before I went to work. I had to pick up some almond milk and some frozen fruit for my smoothies I've been drinking in the morning for breakfast. And I roll into Walmart, and I don't see anybody, which is odd. Granted, it's 6:30 in the morning, but still. The Walmart where I live, it's pretty busy pretty much all the time. Nobody's around. I can't even find a worker. And I'm walking towards the back of the grocery aisle. And as I'm coming up to, I believe it was aisle 12, I start hearing a commotion. And I walk by it, and I literally stop in my tracks, and my jaw drops. There has to be 15 to 18 people in that aisle hoarding, and I mean throwing toilet paper in their carts. There is a worker there trying to restock these shelves as these people are taking it off the shelves. The worker finally just said, whatever, and steps back with her hands up, and they just start taking it off of her pallet. And I just stood there shaking my head, wondering, at what point in a pandemic does it say, do not stock up on food, do not stock up on water, do not stock up on medicine, stock up on toilet paper? Because listen, if you didn't stock up on water, if you didn't stock up on food, you're not going to eat, you're not going to drink, you're not going to have to go to the bathroom. So why would you need toilet paper? Nobody in their right mind. I saw a family of five, mother, father, three kids, each with a shopping cart in line with each other. As I'm walking out, every cart was full of at least four big old things of toilet paper. I can go with anybody. I can go on the toilet and fill it up just as well as anybody else, if not better. There is no way that I would be able to use all that toilet paper in 10 years, let alone 2 weeks. It's just not going to happen. I don't understand where this craze of we've got to forego the food, we've got to forego the medicine, we got to forego the ammunition, we got to forego the water. We have to stock up on toilet paper. Where did it come from? Some guy in some town saw somebody stocking up on toilet paper and said, what are you doing? Oh, I'm getting ready for the pandemic. Oh, that's a good idea. Let's do that too. And it just snowballed. Everybody seems to be stocking up on toilet paper. I don't understand it. Me and my family, we're gonna get resourceful. If it gets really bad, I will go out in the field behind me and I will take a handful of leaves. I will take old newspaper. I will take, I don't know, I'll use the cat if I have to. I'm not going to run out of a way to wipe my behind after I defecate. In Asia, they don't even use toilet paper, I don't think. I think what do they have, that little thing that squirts up your bottom and cleans it off? There you go, it's clean. Use a little rag and doop, 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 dab, 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 you're dry. They don't have this problem. Is this an American thing? The Cosmic Dreamer here listening to me, he says that in Europe, they're selling toilet paper for 20,000 euros. I don't know what that means. It's like a dollar in American money now, but I don't know. But there is a huge, huge panic going on. And we're going to get into why I think this panic is overblown, why I think it's manufactured, and why I think we need to panic. Because right now, I'll be honest with you, I've gone back and forth on this whole coronavirus thing. First two episodes, you better hunker down. It's going to get bad. You better hunker down. It's going to get bad. The world's going to end. We're all going to die. Last two episodes, it's not going to be that bad. Now I really don't know. I'm at a loss as to what's going on, where we're going, what's going to happen. But I'm going to try and sort it out as I talk to you, because this show, I mean, if you follow my Facebook page, and if you don't, please do, The Paranormal Patriot on Facebook, you will know last week I got very, very ill. I always record my shows on a Friday night, and I got halfway through the show on Friday, and I couldn't do it anymore. I ended up, apparently there's influenza B running rampant through the school systems. I ended up getting it from my youngest, and that turned into either pneumonia or bronchitis, so I'm struggling. I'm still struggling. If you hear me kind of catch my breath, or trying to catch my breath, that's because it's still hard for me to breathe. My chest hurts. I've been coughing up phlegm with blood in it. It's been pretty nasty. I mean, no, I don't have the coronavirus. I don't have the symptoms of the coronavirus. But I never, ever get things in my chest like this. I might have a little bit of a cough every now and then, but to have this barking, hacking cough that I can't control, and it brings up some bloody or brownish colored phlegm, I don't know if I've ever had that. So it kind of took me back a little bit. I'm thinking, okay, maybe I had the coronavirus. I hope I don't. Well, I looked at the symptoms, and no, I have influenza. And it took me a while. I mean, I was from Friday night when I stopped recording at 5:30, I went right to bed and laid in bed until I think it was Monday, 3 o'clock. I just got up to use the restroom and get some medicine. And the horrible part about it, and everybody in my family got this. My youngest got it. I got it. My 16-year-old got it. My 17-year-old got it. Then my wife got it. My 17-year-old and I, we would not be able to sleep at night. Ooh, sorry. You see, that's where I have problems catching my breath when I end up talking that for a long time. But we couldn't sleep. We were exhausted, but something about this illness, the way it affected us, and both of us have compromised immune systems. For some reason, we have autoimmune disorders. They kind of run in my family, but we were not able to sleep. So I didn't go to work Monday, went to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today being Friday, and it was incredibly, incredibly busy at work. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that people are panicking. People, I got to get my car fixed in case everything goes to hell. I heard that like a dozen times. And I'm just shaking my head going, what am I missing here? What am I missing? I don't understand why there's so much panic, but then I listen to the news and I can see why everybody's panicked. But it everything's crazy out there. I've talked to you before about I am supposedly leaving for Mexico March 25th. As of the recording of this show, I have just over 11 days. 11 days and a couple hours before we fly out to Mexico. At this point, I'm going to say it's a 40-60 endeavor that we go. I think the odds are that we don't go. And I'm going to be pissed. But the way everything is going, I honestly think everything is a panic mode now. That when we're in the air, the captain of the airplane, the pilot, is going to be talking to us like this.
We've now reached our cruising altitude. If you look out the window, you'll see the Rocky Mountains.
We have to get out of here.
That is going to be my flight if everything stays as it is now. The pilot's going to be over the intercom, just losing his ever-loving mind. People are going to be jumping over one another, trying to get to the emergency exit to open it. It's going to be chaos because that's what we've been trained to do is chaos. We have been told you should be in chaos mode. And ladies and gentlemen, we are, as of now, in chaos mode. So we're going to talk about that and more on this week's episode of the Paranormal Patriot. We're going to find out why are we in panic mode? Should we be in panic mode? How did we get in panic mode? And are we being manipulated to be in panic mode? We're going to talk about that and a lot more on this episode of the Paranormal Patriot. So stay with me. Sit back. Relax. Open that mind. We're going to try and steer our way through the chaos and confusion that is the coronavirus pandemic. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. Hey everybody, Tom Velasquez, host of the Paranormal Patriot. You've listened to Kevin Killen, you've listened to Matthew and Seneca Diamond, you've heard their stories when they talked about the Second Amendment. You heard about Kevin Killen talking about his ghost book. If you want to be part of this show, you have to contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, that's ghostseeker4@charter.net. Contact me, be like Matthew and Seneca, be like Kevin Killen, be a part of this show. Those shows are one of the highest rated shows that we have, so people want to hear your voice. If you have a convention, if you have a book, if you have an event, if you have a view that you want our listeners to hear, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Get a hold of me. I will get you on the show, and you will make news in the world of the Paranormal Patriot. Okay, so as I said, this past week, it was a rough week. I was sick. I really didn't get into the news, but I was absolutely stunned by what happened over the course of this week because it was kind of just meandering there, and then Wednesday night came, and bam. It's just like somebody said, there you go. Now, let it loose. If you've listened to this show, the last four episodes, you have seen a trend in the way I am presenting this coronavirus. The first week, it was complete doom and gloom. We're all going to die. Kiss your kids goodbye. We're done. The second week, a lot of the same. At the end, I kind of put a little bit of conspiracy in it, that it's not all doom and gloom. By the third and fourth week, I began to see a trend. And this is what's disturbing to me. Is this seems to be that this is more of a political issue than a global pandemic issue, especially here in America. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, all should be ashamed of themselves. I am not going to tell you that this coronavirus is nothing to be worried about, because it is. Now, yes, most people who get the coronavirus are going to have a cold. The problem is, it is easily transferable, transmittable to anyone else. Much more easier than the flu. Right now, let's just take, for example, Michigan. As of the recording, we have, it's I believe, 14 confirmed cases of the coronavirus. Now, first off, I know that's absolutely unequivocally not true. I have a cousin of mine. He's about 55, 60 years old. And he has a girlfriend. They live in the Saginaw area. His girlfriend is in Saginaw Covenant Hospital right now, in quarantine, confirmed to have the coronavirus. And she is not doing well at all. She is in critical condition. If you look at the Michigan cases, there is no mention of a Saginaw, Michigan case. This is heard. My mother heard this straight from her brother-in-law, which is my cousin's dad. It's bad. But you don't hear about it. So there's a level of concern for that, because I really truly don't think that we are being told the actual numbers. And listen, the numbers right now in America, and you can look at it as much as you want. America is a big country. 7 billion, I think it is, 7 billion people. That's a big country. Right now, we have confirmed, as of this recording, 1,600 cases. 1,600 people out of 7 billion have been confirmed to have had or have the coronavirus. Out of those 1,600 people, 40 of those people have died. And half of those 40 people are from one nursing home in Washington State. That is not reason right now to panic. The problem is, right now the media has just drilled it into our heads that we are all going to get sick, we're all going to die, we're going to pass it on to those we love. You can't go outside, you can't be in front of anybody because they're going to be carrying the coronavirus and you're going to die. That is what the media is saying. They are just completely blowing this up. And with that being said, right now, they're starting to slowly, and I mean slowly, roll out the tests to actually confirm that you had the coronavirus. You can expect that number to absolutely skyrocket. Because I don't doubt, and I will never say that there are not a ton of people in this country that already have the coronavirus. There are. There are 14 cases that they say in Michigan. I guarantee you that number is at least 1,000. At least. The CDC has said for every one person that we say that has the coronavirus, 5 or 6 more actually have it that has not been confirmed yet. That's scary. That's a lot of people. If this was a completely devastating virus, it's not. Now, I get it. The first couple of shows, I was all over. We're going to die. It's a pandemic. Be careful. You know, stock up on this, 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 and this. Get guns, ammo. Be ready to protect your family. Okay. I admit that. And you know what? I still believe that, but for a completely different reason. The reason I thought it for the first couple of shows was because I thought this was a horrific virus. Well, it's not horrific. It's a cold. It's a flu. Kudos to Fox News. You know, I've been on the anti-Fox News bandwagon lately because it seems like they've been really going the way of CNN. But during on the way to work, I listened to the Steve Gruber show. And when I listened to them at 7, they had the Fox News break. And kudos to them. Because they had a quick little segment in there showing that, hey, the coronavirus isn't that bad. They had a lady who had the coronavirus. She was confirmed to have the coronavirus. She said, I had a slight fever for a day. That's it. I didn't have the runny nose. I didn't have the sore throat. I didn't have anything. My husband got it, and he is on anti-rejection medicine because his kidneys he's had replaced a couple times. It's not that big of a deal. Kudos to Fox News because they are the only outlet right now that I can see that are saying it's not that bad. Most of your news outlets where you get your news are telling you this is horrible. And look, it is horrible. I get it. There's going to be a lot of people sick. But they have instilled into the American people a sense of panic that most of us have never, ever known. My kids today, I woke up on Friday, March 13th, with the news that every school district, every school system in the state of Michigan is done for a minimum 3 weeks. They don't go back till April 5th. Why? What is the point? Yes, people are going to get sick. It's going to happen, but people get sick every year. There are a ton more people that have the standard flu. I've had type A and type B this year. I had both types of flu this year. It happens. It doesn't mean that it's a pandemic. It means that people get the flu, and this is what it is. It's a version of the cold virus. It's a version of the flu virus. Yes, I get it. That is, it is not a strain we've seen. We don't have a cure. We don't have an antidote for it. But most people live through this. And yes, I get it. Listen, my mother and my father are very infirm. My dad has a horrible heart. My mom has dealt with cancer twice. She has just went through major cancer surgery and honestly is extremely weak because of it. And if they got the coronavirus, they wouldn't survive. So yes, I don't want the elderly. I don't want anybody getting the coronavirus. But it's going to happen. It doesn't mean it's a pandemic. It doesn't mean we have to basically stop what we're doing. Because trust me, when these tests come out and the number skyrockets, you think we're panicking now? You wait. That panic is going to be tenfold. People are not going to know what to do with themselves. There will be cities that are quarantined. New Rochelle, New York, right now. This moron that makes it his business to comment on my post that I post on the podcast pages saying, hey, this is the podcast I'm doing this week. Hope you like it. He, every week, comes out, oh, you spreading false information, you spreading fake news, you should be ashamed of yourself. Well, idiot, everything I said that would happen has happened. It's a pandemic. People are going crazy. However, my views have changed. Heck, a couple of weeks ago, if I would have known then, I would have been the idiot out in the store knocking over old ladies to get at the toilet paper. And with that being said, out of all those people I saw, there were the majority of them, I would say, were under 30. Don't be an idiot. If you get this illness, you are probably going to get a cold. Save it for the elderly. The elderly and the infirm who are being told to stay home. And that is the right thing to do. Stay home. Do not be in contact with the public, essentially. Save some stuff for them. Do you really need 20 packs of toilet paper? No, you don't. But because you follow the social media trends, you follow everyone else, you figure, I got to do it. You have no idea why you're even buying 20 packs of toilet paper, but you are, and you just follow along in the trend. Things have gotten out of control in this country. And I don't know what happened, but it seems that it started. I mean, it really went full throttle. They put the pedal to the metal on Wednesday night. Wednesday night was the night that Donald Trump sat in the Oval Office and addressed the nation. Now, my daughter was sick, laying on the couch at the time. We both watched it. wondering what Donald Trump is going to say. Did anyone who watched that notice that he was really struggling at times to complete a sentence, almost like he was out of breath? I looked at my daughter, I'm like, what? And she's like, it's like he's choking. And it's kind of like me now, where he doesn't have the luxury of me stopping and backing up a little bit. He has to do it live, but I have the luxury where if I start talking and all of a sudden I can't get the words out because I have no more breath, excuse me, then I can just back it up and just keep going. And I said, I hope he's not getting the coronavirus, because that's one of the signs. Well, right after that, you heard that he was in contact with a Brazilian official who tested positive for the coronavirus. But right after, and I mean almost minutes after that speech, it is like somebody said, okay, open the floodgates. Because right after that, the NBA season was canceled. Rudy, some other guy, or some or whatever his name is, Rudy something something, who plays for the Utah Jazz, tested positive for the coronavirus. Okay, that sucks. But the problem is, they kind of had an idea that he did have the coronavirus well before that, because during his last game, he was giving a presser or going over everything with the press in a little conference room and made a joke of touching all the remotes, touching all the recorders, touching all the microphones, saying, hey, look, I got the coronavirus. Ha ha ha. Well, okay. So obviously somebody has been saying, hey, you're sick, you might have the coronavirus. Why did it take right after Trump said, hey, we're blocking off all flights from Europe into America for at least 30 days? They canceled the season. Then right after that, the Big Ten tournament decided, nope, we're not playing our tournament in front of fans. And then Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson said, oh, we got the coronavirus, which personally, I have my own conspiracy theory on that. I won't talk to you about it, but I think there's more to that. I think all I'll say about the Tom Hanks COVID-19 is keep an eye out to see what celebrities end up having the coronavirus or go out of sight. You're going to hear of, I would say Charlie Sheen, I'd say Oprah, I would say Ellen. You're going to see these people kind of go by the wayside and say, oh, I got the coronavirus. And there's more to it than that. That's a topic for another show. If you want my information or want my opinion on it, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net, and I will go in detail with you on that. But everything just snowballed from there. The next morning, the NCAA tournament said, nope, we're not playing in front of fans. What? The NCAA tournament. March Madness. And why is it March Madness? It's because the fans are mad during March Madness. How ridiculous would it have been to have March Madness without the fans? I wouldn't have watched it. They canceled. Any fans in my area, Michigan State, Michigan, all public colleges were now closed. You did not go to class. I'm like, what the heck? There are two. And Wednesday morning, they confirmed two suspected. And I emphasize suspected because they weren't even known to be positive back then. But they had two suspected confirmed coronavirus cases in Michigan. And all of a sudden, the governor authorizes a state of emergency, which I understand. It's all political. It's all to release funds to fight coronavirus. But then the colleges close, and then the schools say no afternoon activities. In these are high school, middle school, and elementary schools. And I'm like, wait a minute. You're going to let these kids go to school all day, but you can't let them go out after school and be together. What's the difference? Well, they're more congregated when they're together after school. No, they're not. They're stuck in a school together. They're in a classroom together. They're in a lunchroom together. And that was Thursday. And we're listen, if at this point I'm like, okay, now what am I not being told? Is this worse than I'm being told? Because that's another problem that we're having with this virus. It depends on who you talk to is how dangerous it is. There are doctors out there that say this is worse than the flu. This is worse than Ebola. It's got a higher death rate. Don't listen to the 2% numbers. It's probably 12, 13%. Then you got people to say, no, it's not even 2%. It's 0.2%. It's maybe 0.7% people die. Who do you believe? So I'm sitting here going, they're closing this, they're closing this, they're shutting down this, they're shutting down this, they're shutting down this, they're shutting down this, they're closing this. Who do I believe? And that's what I think the majority of Americans are like, what is going on? So they're just going to go with what is being fed to them. The NCAA basketball tournament then said, nope, we're not even having the tournament. Well, this was after Duke and the number one ranked team in the league, Kansas, said, nope, we're not playing in the NCAA tournament for fears of coronavirus. So at that point, the NCAA tournament said, nope, we're just not going to have a tournament. Okay. And then the snowball continued to roll downhill. MLS said, nope, we're done. We're suspending the season. NHL, nope, we're done. We're suspending the season. Major League Baseball, they stopped spring training, and they postponed the start of the season by 2 weeks. Over in Europe, they stopped soccer. They stopped everything long ago. If you're in Italy, you just stopped being alive, essentially. You are quarantined into your house. And then NASCAR said, no, we're going to run. We're going to run, but there's not going to be any fans. So everybody's like, well, I guess I'm watching NASCAR Sunday because that's the only game in town. And then all of a sudden NASCAR today says, no, we decided we're not going to run the next two races. The Houston Horse and Rodeo Show, and this was an exact quote, the Houston Horse and Rodeo Show, which attracts hundreds of people every year, has postponed. They've canceled their convention. Hundreds of people every year, and this is groundbreaking news. The Houston Rodeo Show, which gathers 100 or so people every year, has canceled. The Lansing Lawn and Garden Show in Michigan, canceled. This is news. Everybody is just saying, okay, everybody else is canceling, shouldn't we? Bay City, Michigan, up where we are, just north of me, has every day a St. Patrick's Day 5K. And every year they have a ton of people that run it. This year they canceled it and decided, nah, we're not giving out refunds. So everybody that signed up to do it does not get their money back, but they get their shirt and their medal. I don't know how much that feels right to me, but I'd be pissed. But regardless, it's like everybody looked at the next guy and said, oh, we got to follow that guy. We got to follow that guy. We got to follow that guy. What happened? Where did this all go off the rails? And this is what made me really truly think that there's more to this than just a coronavirus. And then it came out. Then Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, who had no business. You have no business. And this time, when the country is in turmoil, what do? They throw the president under the bus. Oh, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He dropped the ball on this one. For all you Democrats out there, what would you have done differently? And don't tell me that, oh, I wouldn't have cut the budget for the CDC. Listen, there's a lot of misinformation on that. You say that Trump fired the head of the infectious diseases. No, he didn't. He quit. He didn't like Trump. He quit. Trump never hired anybody back. Because at the time, we didn't have to worry about this. But you have to admit, this administration was extremely proactive 40 days ago when they said, boom, nobody's coming in from China. Why do you think, with the population as large as we are, why it took so long to get 1,000 cases? It's because we closed off China. The problem is, we didn't close off Europe. And Italy absolutely exploded. And people were still coming in from Italy and France and Spain. That helped spread the disease on the East Coast. On the West Coast, it was the Diamond Princess that Trump never said, let these people back in. He was actually against it. But the CDC went ahead and brought them in anyway. And one of the Diamond Princess passengers who was positive for the coronavirus went back to his nursing home in Washington State in the Seattle area and therefore killed 20 people. You know, I'm sorry to be blunt, but that's what happened. I'm sure this person didn't mean to do it, had no idea they were doing it, and I don't hold them accountable. I hold the CDC accountable. This is, in my opinion, right now, Russia collusion didn't work to get Trump out of office. Impeachment didn't work to get Trump out of office. Right now, the Democrats are looking at this as saying the stock market is tanking. And don't think the Democrats are behind that. The media and the Democrats are just perpetuating this horrific news, and the stock market's following in tow. I mean, the stock market was up to 29,000. I think it got up to, what, 22, 23,000 today. It gained 2,000 points. But it is just, it's a product of the environment. It's a product of the media and the Democrats just inundating the populace with horrific news. Then you have the bill, the coronavirus bill that is trying to be pushed through where Donald Trump is going to help these small businesses, maybe give them a payroll tax cut, stuff like that. Nancy Pelosi, and this is despicable, in my opinion. This tells you everything you need to know. This isn't about helping people with the coronavirus. This is about getting in what you want to get in. Right now, the bill is stalled because the Democrats cannot guarantee that these funds are not going to be used to fund abortions, or it's basically providing for the Hyde Act. This has nothing to do with abortions. This has nothing to do with Democratic causes. This has everything to do with getting the funding and getting the help needed to stop this coronavirus. But the Democrats don't look at it that way. Nancy Pelosi doesn't look at it that way. She's looking at it as this is a perfect chance to get this funding through. We can take some of this money that we allotted for the coronavirus and we can move it to funding abortions. To me, that's atrocious. For anyone that is listening with an open mind, that is atrocious. This should be all about the coronavirus, but it's not, according to the Democrats. And thank you to the Republicans for not caving and just saying, just get it through to get it through. They're holding this up for the simple fact that this doesn't belong in here, Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy Pelosi saying, hey, I'm not going to let it go through unless it has it in there. That's atrocious. That's ludicrous. But they had Russia. They had impeachment. It didn't work to get rid of Trump, but they're seeing that, hey, this coronavirus, if we play this coronavirus correctly, we make Trump look horrible. In that, it's working. People are starting to turn on Trump. Hey, what did you do? What have you done? What do you want him to do? What else do you want this administration to do? Due to the policies that this administration had enacted right from the get-go, we have held off this virus as long as we possibly could. Actually, I think we did a phenomenal job. Yes, we are going to see a huge influx in numbers. It's going to happen. Don't be surprised when you see the numbers double or triple. Don't panic. But this administration, look at what Italy had happened to them. Italy is in quarantine. You can't go in and out of that country. You cannot go in and out of that country. Here in America, where we have three times the population, we are now just starting to put measures in effect. Today, March 13th, Donald Trump has enacted a national emergency. And a lot of people start freaking out over that. But that is just to free up federal funds that we can fight this disease or this virus. That's all it is. It doesn't mean, oh my gosh, the world's coming to an end, the country's going to collapse. No. It's a game. It's just like in Michigan when we had two cases. Governor Whitmer, she went ahead and declared a national or state of emergency to free up federal funds so we can, and it's doing it as a preemptive strike. But the mainstream media and the Democrats are going to be all over Donald Trump. This isn't a partisan issue. And damn it, I'm tired of everything being a partisan issue. This right now, this is a countrywide issue. We need to band together. Yes, people are going to get sick. Yes, Donald Trump may not do the right things all the time. Your Democrats are not doing the right things all the time. People are human. People are going to make mistakes. We'll say Nancy Pelosi made a mistake by adding the abortion or the Hyde Act rider in there and not budging from it, therefore delaying the funds to help fight this virus. Okay, we'll give her a break. But this is not a time, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, to be ridiculing the president. This is a time where you need to rise above your party. And you need to say country first. I know it's tough. I know it's tough because everything in your being says you need to get rid of Donald Trump. But you need to be country first. Because right now, our country is hurting. Our country is scared. And this is where true leadership comes out. Are you going to be the one that perpetuates this fear? That kills the stock market? Listen, I work for a small business in Michigan, and that boss and I, we're 1-2. We talked about what's going to happen, and both of us are pretty worried because if things continue the way they're going, there is going to be a substantial loss of business due to the fact that people are absolutely scared. Today, Friday, March 13th, we were inundated with work, and half of those people brought their vehicles in because they don't know what's going to happen. They are ready for the worst. This is not a time to panic the populace. This is a time to bring people together. Democrats, Republicans, mainstream media, stop what you're doing. You're not helping the country. Your passion to get rid of Donald Trump and make him look bad is hurting the country. We need to band together as one right now. This is a trying time. I know I've made it sound like the coronavirus is not anything big. It is big. It's going to infect a lot of people. And we are going to lose a lot of people because of this. Right now it's 40. That's 40 too many in my eyes. But we really need to come together as one. So let's stop the bickering. Let's stop the partisanship and work for America and see how that changes things. Let's try that for a change, okay? You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. My skin bends to the touch of your fingertips. A heart stain with the mark of your fingerprints. Thoughts move with your thoughts in unison. Ever since you appeared, nothing's been the same. I'm reshaped like the shore after a wave. Crashed down in the middle of a hurricane. The excitement is building. Plans are already underway. Mark your calendars Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Be prepared for the third Mid-Michigan UFO contact. The first two Michigan UFO contacts brought huge crowds, great vendors, and amazing presenters. This year promises to do the same and more. So again, mark your calendars. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center for Michigan UFO Contact 3. Be a witness to one of Michigan's premier paranormal conventions. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th, 2020 at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center, the Michigan UFO Contact. So I know nowadays it is hard not to be swept up in the hysteria that the mainstream media is presenting us. It gets me at times. I keep questioning myself. I mean, I'd like to think I'm a fairly rational person, but the constant barrage of closings and the photos of empty shelves and the incessant chirping of the coronavirus anytime I pick up the phone, look at the TV, or even turn on the radio. And for those of you who don't know, channel 121 on Sirius XM is a 24/7 coronavirus channel. It's all over. But it's had me wondering if I need to board up my house and just curl into a ball. But I'm telling you, I'm not going to. I'm jumping on this platform that I have, and I'm so blessed to have this platform that thousands and thousands and thousands of people listen to every week. I have a platform where I can voice my opinion and help those that need. The panic is real. There is a genuine panic in the streets of America right now, and people are scared. Now, as I stated on this show, whether or not they should be scared, that's a different story. Yes, there is a lot to worry about. But do we need to alter and literally change our way of life in America? I don't think so. But how do you not? I mean, honestly, we are being inundated every single minute of every day with coronavirus. And it's only natural to have coronavirus overload. So what I want to do right now is I want to give you some tips to ease that coronavirus overload. The first one is wash your hands and reduce the time spent in public places. That's first priority, washing hands. And this is what scares me, is the fact that this has made people wash their hands more and more. What were they doing before, honestly? Washing hands, and it doesn't have to be antibacterial, soap and water. Soap has an element in there which breaks down the lipids of these cells of the virus, and it kills the cells. So just simply washing your hands, 20 seconds, hot water, that's all you got to do. Anytime you come in contact with anything unknown, just wash your hands. Reduce the time you spend in public places. Listen, you know, it's a horrible byproduct of what we're going through right now, but we have to do that. But that's not a death sentence. That's not a horrible thing. By God, you may even reconnect with your family. You know, you might want to put those phones down and just spend some time with the family. It's a good time to just reconnect. You need to moderate the news intake. Listen to the Paranormal Patriot. That's it. Don't listen to the mainstream media. Limit exposure to the mass hysteria that's online, and that is Facebook. And problem number one for me, I go on Facebook and I'm like, oh my God, look at that, look at that, look at that. And then I have to step back and say, okay, just relax, Tom. If you are working from home or in self-quarantine, arrange your space so that it's calming. What calms you? Is it a picture of a cat hanging from a branch, say, keep hanging on? Is it a picture of a beach? Is it a picture of a campground? Is it a picture of a forest? Whatever it is, put that there and calm yourself down. Practice deep breathing exercises or other methods of meditation. Meditation is huge in reducing the amount of stress you have in your life. Can talk to you personally about that. Learn to meditate. Learn to deep breathe. Deep breaths, calming breaths. And if you still cannot calm down, you need to reach out for help. Mental health, your mental health is very, very, very important. If you are concerned, and you're very concerned to the point that you can't function on a daily basis because all you do is look at the coronavirus headlines and say, oh my God, are we going to die? Are we going to die? Are we going to die? You need help. It's not that bad. People are going to get sick. Unfortunately, there are going to be some people that die, but you don't have to be one of them. You just have to be smart. And if there's anything good that has come out of this coronavirus, it is teaching people how to be more hygienic. It is scary how many people would use public restrooms and then walk out without even washing their hands. It's disgusting, but people are now being more hygienic. And let me tell you, cruise ships and airplanes and airliners, they are going to be the safest place to be come this time next year, because cruise ships are taking an absolute unequivocal beating because people realize they are just a petri dish, a cesspool of germs because they are not keeping them clean enough. How many times before this coronavirus did you hear of people getting the norovirus on ships? Because they're just cesspools. You're like floating on a petri dish. They have to change their ways, and they're going to have to, and they're going to take methods and take action to make these ships as safe and secure and as, for lack of a better word, disinfected as anything you're ever going to come in contact with. And same thing as the planes. We are leaving, as I said, the 25th, and I got an email from Delta telling us what they are doing to prevent the spread of the coronavirus on their planes, and they're saying they're washing the seats, they're washing the handrails, the trays, they're spraying down with aerosol, and I'm thinking to myself, why weren't we doing this before? Why did it take the coronavirus to do this? So you are going to see the travel industry is going to step up. They don't have any other choice. So I guess that's some good things. I mean, there are some good things that are coming out of this coronavirus. People are going to be more hygienic. The travel industry is going to be extremely hygienic because they know their future is going to depend on it. I mean, people after this are going to be different. We are in a historical aspect of the human race. You know, we look back and look at the people who survived the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic, and you know, 50, 60, 70 years from now, there are going to be people that look back and say, oh man, I don't know how these people survived the coronavirus or COVID-19 worldwide pandemic. Now, how many people are going to die in this pandemic? We don't know. We just don't know. There is a lot of unknowns. And that's, again, I mentioned it earlier in the show, but there's so many unknowns about this virus because we don't know. And we should be all right to say that we don't know because this isn't all new to us. But we're getting it both sides. We're getting it, it's nothing. We're getting it, it's the end of the world. And there's really nothing in between. And we really just need to stop the panicking and be honest. You know, people are going to get this. There are going to be a lot of people. And trust me, when these tests come out, the number of infected in America is going to rise at least 6-7-fold. And it is up to the media. It is up to our politicians, Republicans and Democrats, to say, hey, let's relax. We knew this was going to happen. But these 10, 12, 20,000 people that have the coronavirus right now, 90% of them are going to be fine. We have to worry about this 10% of these elderly or these infirmed or these people with underlying health issues. We have to make sure that we have a vaccine that's available for the people that are not able to fight this on their own. Because, again, and if you don't hear anything out of this show, hear this. 90 to 95% of the people who get the coronavirus are going to be able to fight it off on their own with their own immune system. And I would say 70% of those people are not even going to say it was the coronavirus. They're going to say, oh, I had a cold or I had a touch of the flu. It's going to be the people who have underlying health issues. And even if you're elderly and don't have an underlying health issue, you'll be fine. But the people that have underlying health issues are the ones we need to worry about. Now, could it mutate? Yes, it could, but it hasn't done it since, I think it's done 2 or 3 times, but it doesn't seem much deadlier at this point. And we need to focus on that. There is a lot of good news coming out of this podcast about the coronavirus. We need to just relax. We need to take a step back. We need to do what the government says. Everybody get off the floor when you heard that, but they're right on this one. We do need to limit exposure. We do need to stop the spread, or at least slow the spread of this virus. When the summer comes, this virus has been proven to not be able to survive in warm weather. And that's why I can't wait to get to Mexico. Don't screw with my Mexico trip. Because when I get down there, I'm going to feel a million times better. Right now it's 87 degrees and it's sunny, and I need that. Kill off all the bugs in my system. When I come back here, I'm going to be like Superman at that point. But we really need to stop the panicking and just let it run its course. Let the people that know what they're doing do it. And I know it sounds crazy. Oh my God, did Tom, is this the paranormal patriot? Anti-government, anti-establishment guy? Yes, it is. I'll admit it. They got it right this time. Close the schools. Stop the spread. Because even though children, they seem to be immune. They don't seem to get this coronavirus, but they are carriers. And most or a lot of these children spend time with their parents and their grandparents, and we do not want them to spread it to them. So do what you can. Just be good to one another. Stop the politics. Let's all just join together and fight this together. Because if we don't, then we're really in for a world of hurt, because all we're doing is infighting and nothing's ever going to get done. So that's my story this week. I'm sure I'll be back next week with more of the Paranormal Patriot or the Coronavirus Podcast Network. Thank you for listening this week. My name is Tom Velasquez. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I thank you for joining me. And if you have any questions, concerns, or anything you want to talk to me about, if you're very scared, contact me. If you're unknown what you want to do, contact me. Or if you just have questions, contact me at at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Contact me and we'll talk. This is a scary time for everybody, but we can get through this. But we can only get through this with one another. Let's do it. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you next week.